It's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Woo boy! It's less than 2 weeks till the primary. Can you believe it? This election cycle's been so long. I feel nostalgic, right? My primary election's all grown up. We've grown to love these characters like a real-life Cheers. JB and Bruce, Dan, Chris, Coach. I'm sorry, I'm Pat Quinn. The candidates are getting ready for their last-ditch two-week sprint to the polls today. The news all dominated by pointing out lies in campaign commercials. What? They lie? What? That's by Kristen Wiig. What? Surprise? Not a more boring news out of the White House. Gosh, stories about government and issues with the president. It's such a yawn fest, right? Like this one here. It just says, the adult film star Stormy Daniels suing the president to be released from a non-disclosure act that she could tell the public her story about having an affair with Trump a decade ago. And that the president's lawyer filed a secret restraining order this week to stop Daniels from talking about it. Ugh. I don't even know how to stay awake for this news anymore. It's so boring. Wake me up when we start talking about tariffs again. Foxconn, the big electronics company that the state of Wisconsin wooed to Racine, is trying to get clearance to pump 7 million gallons of water from Lake Michigan per day to their plant. As Roe was talking about, even though that's a big number to us peons, it's not going to make a dent in the lake, which has trillions and trillions of gallons of water. But that's not the real issue here. The issue is that there's an order of protection to keep companies from wasting precious fresh water. And there's a question whether or not Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker would just waive the order to give Foxconn whatever they desire. What? A local governor can do that? I mean, where does it stop? So in 100 years, when we figure out how to make water, but it makes us all die of cancer, I can't wait for history to judge, right? I'll read that book. I'll read that coffee table book before I die. Cook County Assessor Joe Berrios is running for re-election and has faced a lot of scrutiny because of giving property tax breaks. But this story coming out now takes the cake. Altria, I don't know what they do, but they got a big property tax break from Berrios' office. The rub? Berrios has a side job. No, not like you and me where we pick up work as freelance writers or Little League umpires. Nope. Berrios' side job is being a lobbyist. And guess who hired him? Altria. Maybe the state constitution doesn't specify that politicians shouldn't be paid by private companies to do their bidding in their elected office, but that still doesn't make it right. Right? I don't know much, but I do know that that sounds pretty shady. Maybe it's just me? And Berrios is not the only one that does it. Madigan and a ton of other politicians in the system. Oh, that's something stuck in my throat. A lot stuck in my throat on that one. Geek Squad, the computer technicians at Best Buy, well, turns out they do look at your history. They've been turning customer data over to the FBI for over a decade. What? I mean, if you can't trust Geek Squad, who can you trust? It's actually putting FBI informants when it comes to child porn. So I guess that's a good thing, but still. And if you didn't think they were doing it, shame on you, right? Just... In weather, a little bit of snow last night, but melted away today. Come on. Let's go, March. 2 weeks away from the official start of spring, which means nothing in 2018, except that we're this much closer to May when spring is now located. In traffic, trains were stopped this morning because of a sick passenger. What does that mean? Like a throw-em-up? Or like an alien kind of thing where they spontaneously combusted and green goo went everywhere and they had to quarantine? Sick passenger can mean a lot of things. Maybe we are becoming this cupcake society. Nobody stopped the trains when I got, quote unquote, sick coming back from a tequila party in college. Right? You do what the respect any respectable person would do. Throw up in your coat, you know, and then run home. In sports, the Bulls got a tanking warning from the NBA. Yep, the league went out of their way to warn the Bulls because they've been resting starters Robin Lopez and Justin Holiday. How embarrassing, Bulls. I mean, we could talk about tanking all day, but it's your job to at least fake it, right? I mean, the 76ers have been tanking for 4 or 5 years now. But you're the ones that get the warning? This is just a ridiculous season for the Bulls. In college basketball, the Lady Blue Demons destroyed Marquette last night to win the Big East tournament down at the new Wintrust Arena by McCormick Place. How about it, huh? Once again, DePaul's women's basketball is on point. They will head to the NCAA tournament now with a wide open field on who will finish second to Connecticut. The men's squad is playing now as well against Marquette. I don't know what the score is on that, but we'll see. Boy, do Bears fans have big appetites right now. As many star caliber players are getting cut and hitting the open market next week. Wide receivers Jarvis Landry and Allen Robinson look to be switching teams, although that can change. And don't sleep on other names, too. Inside linebacker Preston Brown of the Bills, Ravens center Ryan Jensen, or how about Bengals tight end Tyler Eifert? All on the market. I like what I'm hearing here. Also, the Bears put the transition tag on Kyle Fuller, which just means that they won't lose him straight up in free agency. If another team bids on him, they will have the right to match. A week away from all this happening for real. Also, the Bears will sign Matt Forte to a one-day contract next week so he can officially retire as a Bear. That's a good move. I like that. Yu Darvish looked good in limited action yesterday in his debut for the Cubs. Also, Ben Zobrist back on the field with a big beard. Son, it's really unruly. It means absolutely nothing, though, but the Cubs are in first place in the Cactus League. Charlie Tilson, who was once projected to be the center field starter for the White Sox, was optioned, which is a fancy spring training word for cut, hopefully to make way for youngster Luis Robert. I cannot get that kid's name right. He's got the most basic name, Luis Robert. And I'm always like, Louis Robert? Just automatically think it's French? No, it's Luis Robert. The Cuban youngster played his first game this spring, started his first game this spring, and he hit a grand slam in the eighth. No big deal. He's going to be great in 2032. Also, the Sox continue to be referenced in rumors for still free agents Mike Moustakas, Carlos Gonzalez, and Connor Gillespie. So hopefully they sign all of them. Putting Moose behind Abreu in the lineup or Cargo hitting in front of Avi? Huh? I know we're rebuilding, but a fantasy baseball champ can dream, right? Have I mentioned that I'm a fantasy baseball champ? Two-time? Also, all those free agents I mentioned are rep by agent Scott Boras. He also represents Jake Arrieta. Maybe MLB owners aren't colluding against free agents, but instead they're colluding against Scott Boras. You ever think about that? They just don't like the guy. And finally tonight, the Loop WLUP has been sold. The rocker will change formats to contemporary Christian music. The Loop has had a special place in so many Chicago radio listeners' hearts. I can positively say that listening to that radio station as a high school kid turned me on to this profession. But the best part of all of the fond memories is seeing the headshots of former Loop stars, right? Including our very own Bill and Wendy. If you can find it online, it's a treat. Wendy looks amazing with her jean jacket and her big hair. And Bill left. He's not wearing a hat. R.I.P. to the Loop. You did your job. That's the carryout for March 7, 2018. We're 2 weeks away from spring, so we're introducing spring rolls to our menu. They're still frozen. They haven't really thawed out yet. It's a metaphor. All right, coming up, A.D. Quigg's going to join us from the Daily Line. We'll talk about all the storylines in politics today, including the assessor's race. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll talk about the Southside Irish Parade and the legacy of Martin McGarry. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.